at your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball.
Well, I don't.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Whoa! All right, 7:06 on this Monday, August 10th. Glad you're with us. Everybody, if you just joined us, everybody sort of, it's been staggered out. You have a lot of parents who took their kids to college last week. And for those of you who did that, congratulations. They're off and running. And then I don't think school starts in college until next week. So I think the students have, they're going through Rush, Roger, and all that kind of stuff, if you do that kind of stuff. But I'm not sure if actually the education starts until next week. Then all this week, you've got some schools that are starting, some today, some midweek, some end of the week, some next week. Teachers have pretty much been going back already.
They used to wait until after the telethon.
Yeah, how about that? We're August 10th. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah,
well, we're literally 3 weeks later back in the day. Chris Kane joins us now, brought to you by Trader Bills. We'll get you open in a second.
Morning.
But everybody driving. The buses, I guess, are running. The buses are running this week.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody sort of be careful out there. As Roger said, a deserving dozen.
Yep.
We start today.
This is where it
the
starts.
Reset.
Yeah, the reset for you great bus drivers and cafeteria workers. Right. Somebody was saying, too, that thing on the Benton deal was an experiment with McDonald's. I find that they said the Good Morning America was there to see it.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I like that. That's really interesting. I'd like to find out more information on that.
So it didn't stick then.
Well,
76, 77?
Yeah.
David Hendricks was in school at that time. That's when the last time Benton won a national, a state championship in football was in those years. So, David, did you and Doug have a McDonald's experiment?
And how was it delivered at the time? Because remember, as we said earlier, Chris, McDonald's, I remember when drive-thru happened. We'll have to go back and figure out what year, Christian. What was the first year that McDonald's instituted drive-in? I remember being in
1975. Okay. The first drive-through window opened in Arizona.
Okay, so maybe they thought, okay, since we're opening these drive-throughs, maybe we could do that for the high school, maybe on a small scale basis. I just remember, I've told this to you before. I remember, I told my parents, like, oh my gosh, you can drive through. You don't even have to get out of your car.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
It is.
That was incredible. Then I remember being in college where if you didn't get your cash before Friday at 5, you had no cash for the weekend. There was no ATMs. And so all of a sudden they go, what are these things? They're called an ATM. You can get cash out anytime you want. You don't have to be again, after 5 o'clock, you're done at night. Can't get any cash. Yeah. Listen, that's what we grew up in, my friend.
You know what ATM stands for?
Automatic teller machine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boom. Let's hit his official opener, Roger Dodge.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to Trader Bills. Listen, for everybody else, if people start school, the days are counting down for lake activities.
Oh, yeah, no. I'd say these are some of the best days for lake activities.
Because it's less busy.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I started out in weekend sports, RJ was working weekends here. And our buddy Jason Snavely was working weekends at Channel 4.
Yeah.
And my dad and I refurbished an old, I think it was a 1980 century boat. We got it for like $1,000 and fixed it up on Craigslist back then. This was like 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
And because it winds down and less people are on the lake this time of year and we were off on Mondays and Tuesdays, we would go out on Mondays and Tuesdays to the lake and had the best time because no one else was out there. No anchor required. It was our early 20s days. It was a lot of fun.
We were talking about today, too. There was a study out to where some moms are spending 400 hours a year on doing prep for their school lunches for their kids. Are you still doing school lunch for your kids? If so, take a picture. Tell us what it is. We did find out somebody was making 4 lunches a day for their kids. And so if you're saving money, Roger, as you know, you're very effective at that. Get your loaf of bread, You know how much
assembly line.
I don't know how much. I thought you got your school. You, if you were financially struggling, you could get lunches for school lunches for free.
Are you allowed to take peanut butter to school?
I mean, my
okay.
Kids do. My daughter.
They just know
likes
who has
peanut butter.
She
wants peanut butter jelly
stuff.
Every day. Yeah, I think they do a good. And if there was someone that maybe had an allergy, they'd probably tell us, hey, you know, please restrict that if it was severe enough.
Also, wait a minute. So, for you not to be able to take peanut butter because somebody else has an allergic reaction to peanut butter?
I've heard of it before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, just like COVID.
Maybe they have a really severe case.
Must stay 6 feet away from somebody if they have a peanut butter sandwich. Is that what you're telling me?
I think there's alternate butters now, like almond butter and
sure,
some other ones.
Yeah, that's what they ask.
If there was a kid.
Maybe they sit them on the opposite side of the cafeteria.
Yeah, I don't know how they do. I haven't run into that situation yet. I think it's pretty rare to have that severe of a peanut allergy.
Couple things, too. Razorback football. So let me. You know, everybody. There's so many people now that are covering Razorback football.
That's true.
They got websites. They've got podcasts. They've got. You know what they got to do. In the way they got to make money, they got to talk about the Razorbacks content every day. That's what they got to put out. And right now, I'm going to tell you, there is nothing. So we've watched nothing really for 3 or 4 days. So if you're listening to somebody out there that's convincing you about something, not every one of them are. It's a waste of time. It's hard to judge anything until they get the pads on and all that. So I just was watching some of the over and over. I mean, listen, I get it. We're all trying to make money covering the Razorbacks, but do I hear something?
No.
I'm just telling you, we don't know how good we're going to be, you know, until you start putting the pads on and really until you start facing competition. Now, you can look at it and try to evaluate it, and you can look and say, hey, we got better depth, which we do. But this just, you know, don't start getting hyped. What I'm just saying, don't get too hyped up by what you're reading, because it's this, you know, these media people, they're seeing 10 segments, and that's it. They don't even get to watch the rest of practice. They don't even get to watch the rest of practice. All they can do is watch, you know, sort of the warm-up stuff and all that. So I'm just saying, just so don't get too excited. Don't get too the other way. Just let it play out and see. There's still a lot to go. And I've heard good things. You know, the defensive back coach, the coordinator said this is one of the smarter groups he's been around. And Roger, you know, I've always talked about football IQ. You can play better than what your numbers are, speed-wise, strength-wise, all that, if your football IQ is better. You don't make a false step. Mm-hmm. You read the keys better. So that's a good sign. So, because I said effort, high football IQ can make this team better than really what they should be. So that's what we're hoping is the case. And because, again, did you see the latest thing that everybody's losing their mind over? So far through the recruiting class of 2027, it's got the breakdown of how many schools have 4 and 5 blue chips. Is that what they call blue chips? Is that right? Is that blue chips?
A blue chip prospect. Yeah,
We are last. We are last with 4%. And everybody else has got, you know, it starts with like Texas with 70%. Yeah. It's a paper losing their mind. So what are we doing here? It's still early. I mean, again, it is what it is. That's the problem. Then when you look at this team, you know, you don't have a lot of the superstars. You got a lot of transfers that were not great at their other schools. So I'm just saying, measure your excitement. I think I think these guys are working hard. I like that. I like their mentality. You know, I like the mentality of the coaches. But again, I think a lot of it just depends too. Sometimes when you don't have the best talent, just like playing a high school team that's got a ton of talent versus a high school team that doesn't. The team that's got the most talent usually is probably going to win. It's going to play a little bit better. Also, did you see Protect Sports? Is that what's the bill called? Protect Sports, the bill that's in Congress now. So they didn't get it done before they left for recess, and they're going to have to come back in September. But, you know, that's the Senate side. You know, if they're struggling the Senate side, boy, that House side's another whole animal. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like they're getting a little bit closer on that deal, but it looks like it's going to be September before it happens.
And,
so,
and that will institute some form of structure NIL.
I think it's NIL, transfer portal, what coaches can do, that kind of thing. So 661-1037. Here at Ken Baz, give a shout-out to my son Max Faraci, wide receiver for the Lee Academy Colts in Clarksdale, Mississippi. First day of his senior year today. I guess our signal's strong down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. How about it, Max? Max Faraci.
He's signed.
Faraci, there you go. 661-1037. Someone says, here's a new Razorback song to try, Baz. You know, I'm going to tell you this. I know I'm weird about this. I cannot stand it. As a matter of fact, when I hear it, I turn it off. The dude who's now become, his voice is the most popular AI voice. I can't stand it. It's the same voice. There's a name out there for him.
Yeah.
But he's the one who's, it's his voice that's, you see his voice. We see his name. I told my dad that my dad liked the song that he. I said,
it's a great song. Great song.
I said, Dad, you know that's an AI,
which is crazy.
Is it? I can't like it because it's not real.
I'm the same.
I'm weird. It's like it's a sad. I know
it's
you.
It's not
do.
Weird. Yeah. I think it's normal to not like something that is.
It's not human.
It's not human. It's not there's human. Nothing creative
yeah,
about
there's
it.
There's nothing. It's Do you see the
well,
name?
Well, I know. I'm.
I don't know what you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it 11 Labs or
no,
Adam?
No, it's Mark. It's Mark.
Mark
something.
It's a black guy.
Well, it may
the
sound
guy,
like a black
well,
guy.
I think
maybe the AI video maybe.
Yes.
I'm just saying the voice.
And they said it was country.
Yeah, the exactly. voice is the.
But now you can't criticize any of that. You'd have to talk to all the folks back in the day who were visiting. Purchasing sex dolls.
What?
They weren't
what?
Real
wow.
either.
Wow.
So now you got
that's
AI.
Wow. That's a hard pivot. Welcome back to school, kids.
you got fake. It's fake. You got weirdos.
Someone says Eddie Dalton. No, that wasn't.
That's the guy.
Is that the one? Okay.
That's the guy
that's one of them.
Who came out with a couple of songs, and you see him, and he went country. And I like the song. It's almost a time's ticking type thing.
Yeah. What's happened is that everybody yeah. can say, I'm going to write a song.
That's right.
And they're gonna let AI do it.
Razorback songs are not AI before AI.
The thing about the AI is they're all pretty derivative because they draw from actual songs. They're drawing from songs that have been written before to write their own songs.
Yeah,
so really,
right.
they're kind of stealing people's material anyway.
And listen, I appreciate everybody out there who loves the Razorbacks and said, this is the song that needs to be sung at Razorback Game. And what it is that you've written it. And put it in AI, and so a lot of it. What's funny? We will do it. Nothing against. Listen, I appreciate everybody trying to be creative, but there's like five verses, and there's no hook to it. It just goes on and on and on. It's just like, listen, it takes to do this. It's not so easy just to write a song and give it to AI for it to sound good. Now you may think it sounds good, but these guys like Justin Moore and Joe Nichols and
Roger Scott
or whatever,
ladies and gentlemen,
it's not easy. You may think it sounds great, but the reality is there's something that's got to have a flow to it. And so I just find that interesting now that everybody thinks, oh, I can do it now because it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing technology. I don't mind somebody doing it because it's a free world and you can do it. But I'm just saying, to me, it's different. It sounds like somebody who's never written a song before, putting in a bunch of words and AI creates something with a good voice. But I'm just weird. Like when I hear it, I turn it. Shut up, dude! I know you're fake. You're fake. We know real singers. Chris.
To me, and not to be super offensive, but it makes people feel like they're creative when they're not.
What's that?
The AI makes people feel like they're making something.
This is not AI.
Because it's a Saturday.
Right.
Because it's a game day.
I'd rather listen to this.
Because it's tailgating in the parking lot day. Because we get to watch the Hogs play. That's why we cheat.
Thank you, Kathy.
That is exactly. I would rather hear that than the AI stuff. Someone says, stop talking down to fans, Baz. Quit trying to tell how sharp this team is going to be. Players can get better in college. Some mature early in high school. Dude, listen. I'm a positive person. You're an overboard negative. No, here's the deal, though. I don't want to hear all you folks come back and go, you told us you were going to be great. No, that's what happens every year. You guys fed us some food. No, I'm just saying is this. It's tempered your expectations. That's what I'm saying. It's because most people writing stuff want you to get excited because that's all. We all make money by selling subscriptions and getting excited. I'm just saying, if y'all seem to get beat by 40 by Georgia, you sold us a bag. You weren't being truthful. I'm just trying to say nobody knows anything right now because they practice 4 days in shorts and helmets. And so I'm just saying, temper it. I hope they're better. I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm not going to lie to you. We were 2-10 last year, and we got a whole new team. And so this team is probably going to be better coached. I've already said that. It's going to be better effort. Is that good enough to win more games? I don't know. The talent gap may be too much. So I've already said I'm excited about how hard they're going to play. I think they're going to be better coached. I like this coaching staff. But at the same time, I don't want people getting expectations because they're reading stuff that going, Well, this guy's, you know, because really nobody really knows yet.
It's, made a great catch, one-handed catch in the back of the end zone in camp.
Same thing.
In shorts.
Yeah, in
t-shirts. Yeah.
You know, again, everybody's an All-American in shorts. I'm just, my coaches used to tell me that. You know, look like Tarzan, play like Jane. You know, it's
Jerry Jones said Troy Aikman's going to shower.
until you get the pads on, full pads, that's where you really, and they've admitted that, that's where you really start seeing. It's weird how that works. You know, somebody you think, well, they'll be the same way they are in pads. No, there's something about that physical part of it and then being able to go through the things, the keys that you're supposed to do with full pads on. It's a lot more. You're bulkier, and then you have to be physical. So anyway, but listen.
You're not being Navy
when they go live.
Baz.
It's not when they go live. Baz. When it's live.
We all want them to win 12 games, but we have to be realistic when we're talking about the team.
Someone says, Baz, your mock voice when people write stupid things is hilarious. Do I do that?
Well, because I don't know if it could be a chick.
Someone says, so why are you channeling the late Lou Holtz for your negative fan comments? So I love the Frank Brewer's voice Baz uses for textured voices. Do I do that? Let's see here. Rebecca's Christian's so right. Makes them appear creative when they're really not. Again, I don't mind somebody enjoying the process. Hey, look what I've done.
Right.
But I think the reality is it's not the same. We get misguided to think, oh, I can do it as good as somebody else. And listen, I don't mind people sending us that. I don't mind those at all. And I listen to them. And the reality, they're usually not as good because it does.
It
takes a talent to write.
It does.
Well, it does. But we were talking off air about ChatGPT and all those things. There's a usage for some of those things.
There is.
And it can be used in a lot of ways. And we hope that stuff like that can be used to save people's lives. But there's no soul in the song. When you find out that it is a Stepford Wife or it's a row or something like that, to me, speaking just for myself, it loses a little bit of its luster. Once I heard that the Eddie Dalton guy, which was a fantastic song, and I liked the song and I liked the story it tells and all that, when you find that out, then it's over. For me, just speaking for myself, if you like it and you love it, then marry it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. My dad liked it. I just, in my mind, I see
it. And I did too, but
do this,
that's
do this.
It. I'm not going to buy his album.
Next time you hear this, think of the little robot, say, the little robot man, and he's singing to you. Coming out of he's got the voice of the little robot man. but it's a great voice, but it's a little robot man that's singing. And does that make you feel any different or no? But yeah, if it motivates you and you like it, good for you. So.
To me, there's like one place for AI in terms of making art, and that's parody songs. And not talking about Roger's parody songs because they're original and they're better. But if you want to make Mr. Krabs sing Billie Jean, then go for it. I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. Taking like real songs
and making
fictional characters are singing. You know, that's a little bit more.
Can I tell you one thing that I don't like either? It irritates me when people take like the images of Elvis and do a movie out of it, and it's stupid. And they think
the movies are awful.
I can't stand it.
They're so bad.
It's like, okay, you're so creative. You've got Elvis, you know, get slapped or beaten up by somebody. You know, like, come on, man.
It always is captioned as like AI is catching up. It's like, no, it's not.
It
looks terrible.
Here's some good.
You better watch out. AI's listening.
I do love
watching us.
The barometer.
Well, it is. They've already told you. There's some Skynet going on where it's starting to
revolt against its master.
It's starting to do something. But there's some I don't want to say good, but there's some fun things that have happened. I know Grok has given me for a certain time an image thing where you can make the images move.
Right.
Now, being the melancholy, sentimental Roger that I am, I took a picture that was of me and my wife and our three kids, and also took one of me as I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and all of my brothers and sisters, and I gave it to Grok, and he made him animated for a quick, you know, 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic, and it made me go back to thinking about good times and seeing some of that. Now, I did another one of me, you, and RJ, and Justin when we did that cowboy video shoot and all that. I put that in there, and it changed just up completely. It changed our faces, gave us voices. I even took one of my mom And it made her wave and say hi, but it gave her a voice, and it was not my mom's German accent. Yeah. I say that to say a couple of them did not distort the faces and all that. It was kind of cool just to reminisce.
I don't mind that.
But the other part where it was where it changed all of our faces, then we looked different. Like when we were all at the Trump rally, it had us all moving stuff as well. It took away from it, but it didn't take away from some of the good stuff.
Yeah, I think from our standpoint, personal, if you want to do some stuff that's funny and that you can take your images, I think that's fine. I don't like taking the images of somebody that's not yours and making them do something on AI.
Well, we're talking about consent and stuff at this point.
Then there's the other part where
Brian, call back.
Where they've taken... The thing with Randy Travis that they did, what did they do with him? They didn't take, like, Prince. They found old audio and made a new album. What did they do with Randy? Didn't they do something recently?
Like a touch-up?
They used artificial intelligence to release where that came from in May of 2024.
That's Randy? Okay. Yeah.
It's his own voice that they put together. They've taken from his own
catalog,
and created either finished.
Yeah, because it was his first new recording since the stroke in 2013.
But he did not actually sing it.
Used a custom AI model trained on his archival vocals, layered over a guiding vocal track. And it was sung by artist James.
See, I don't know what that laid over a guiding vocal track. I don't know if that means then that means it wasn't 100% his.
Right.
If that's to say, so knowing that, what's it going to do for me?
Did he write the song, I guess?
Now, there's the part, and I remember being a youth and getting some songs where they took Patsy Cline, or maybe even Priscilla, or not, Lisa Marie. They took her voice and took Elvis's voice, and they made the song.
Yeah, but they were original voices.
Right. That's not AI. Again, this is all my opinion.
What was somebody's told Roger one time? This is so funny. When Roger was writing all these songs.
Big Dave?
Yeah.
Did they write themselves? Is that the one you're talking about?
He said the songs write themselves.
Yeah. And then what
a slap in the face. Well, you know those songs just write themselves, Roger.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay. All right. Well, let's see you do something.
Some of them are easier than others, I guess.
Now, do you get offended when somebody says, oh, that's AI, about your songs that you have made?
I don't get offended. I mean, you've only been able to tell me that for the last year.
Has somebody told you that?
No one's told me that.
I would hope not.
There may be people that will say, hey, he did that AI, but I was doing it before, so I don't do that.
Can I tell you, what I'd like to do this fall, by the way, too, I do want to tease this a little bit. Our fall schedule, Darren McFadden's coming back, Bruce James is coming back, Mark May's coming back, Dan Hampton. If you want to be a sponsor of those, call our sales staff, and love to have your business as a part of those guys and more. So but Roger, listen, I'd like to do more of what Roger does on video. In other words, you know, we've got the audio, but I think so much today is video. And one time I filmed Roger and Christian singing a song, got 50,000 views. I think there's something about seeing somebody do it. So I think I want to challenge Roger, you, to do more stuff on video this fall. Christian, you too. You know, matter of fact, people are wondering what's happening with Christian. They thought maybe Acree's got to him and tried to shut him down.
I've been sick for like two weeks.
I know. People have noticed what's going on.
That's fake.
No.
I think you're back to 100% now, Ryan.
I'm getting there. I'm pretty close. I still got some congestion.
By the way, Morning Mayhem mug.
Beautiful.
Look at that.
Beautiful. Work of art.
Bright. Short on the camera now.
Right. Look at those signatures.
Look at that.
Do we got a game to play today?
No, but we can. Design Labs is where you get this. Steve Qualls.
My signature wouldn't look that bad if it went through AI. it wouldn't be real either.
Well, you know what? We thought about doing.
We like the real.
Doing those.
Yeah, these are all real signatures. That's a good point. Yeah, and you've got also Morning Mayhem T-shirts, 609 T-shirts. Just go to Design Labs if you want to order.
Yeah,
those.
We saw some of them last Thursday.
We were at
a family market.
Yeah, when you buy these, we want you to take a picture. We combine them and post them and all those kind of things.
Yep.
So a lot of fun. But don't forget, Thursday is big day. Touchdown Club lineup. There are some big boys coming to the Touchdown Club. Some big ones, and you'll want to be a part of. You can listen. You can watch. You'd be a part of it. Chris, how many years you've been with the Touchdown Club now?
I lost count at this
point.
This is year
22. I've got a 31-year-old Brawls Award and a 22-year-old Touchdown Club. I can't take them to college. I can't move them in.
the Popeye House. So look at you.
They're still on the mantle. Holding right. Strong.
Don't go away. 7:30. Roger.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. Pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 9 to give him 204 strikeouts and 129 in the third innings. He's the second fastest to reach 200 strikeouts in a season in MLB history. The only pitcher faster is Spencer Strider of the Braves, who surpassed 200 strikeouts and 123 in the third innings in 2023. In the National League West, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-2. Los Angeles has lost 8 of their last 9 games. In the American League, the Rays continued their winning ways, getting their AL best 71st win, winning their 6th straight game by beating the Mariners 4-1. While elsewhere in the AL, the Athletics got their first series win since mid-June as they beat the streaking Red Sox in 2 out of 3. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, folks, we all know life can get pretty busy and hectic. You're rushing from one place to another trying to keep up with the daily grind. But here's the thing. When you're behind the wheel, that rush can be dangerous. Driving just a little over the speed limit might not seem like a big deal, but in a collision with a pedestrian or a cyclist, those few extra miles per hour could mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster, not worth someone's life. So let's all look out for each other by following those posted speed limits. And while we're talking about it, let's keep these other tips in mind. Put that phone down. You can't watch out for pedestrians and cyclists when you're looking at a text. Are you alert, calm, and focused when you drive? If not, rethink your habits. And seriously, don't block crosswalks when you stop at intersections. Last but not least, avoid alcohol and drugs when driving. They impair your judgment and reaction time. Walking or biking on our road shouldn't feel dangerous. So let's look out for each other when we're behind the wheel. Drive aware, Arkansas. Save lives. This is a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Get ready for a very hot day and a very hot first week of school here in Central Arkansas. The Little Rock will top out at 100 degrees today, and this afternoon we'll have a heat advisor, meaning the heat index can be 105 and higher this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny, no chance of rain today. Tonight, clear, very warm with a low of 76. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Another Roger Scott classic. If we make it to September. What year, Roger, do we know?
If we make it through September.
Make it through September.
Through, yeah. Everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the first part of the season. And there's so much more. Get up and my Go Hawks go.
Always is, isn't it?
If we make it through September. At the very least, if we can make it 2-2,
I don't know.
Then I'm gonna have to warn ya. If we make it through September, we'll pick
soon. Winona Roger Scott brought to you by Ortho Arkansas.
Thank you.
First song will be coming out when? You have a preview song, right, Roger?
You know what? Yeah. We need to do that. I was thinking about that on the way in this morning.
Hey, you got a new coach, got a new theme, got new, you know, it's no
one. Christian and I, we were riffing back and forth months ago, and I said, lay that down, because that
we have the blueprint of the song,
we
so
do,
to say.
We do. Is it
duet?
Yes.
Yeah. Chris. Wow. Chris, the greatest one. You know, he had Chad Morse rolling down. He gave us all the
buzzwords.
The buzz phrases. Oh, yeah. What were they?
What's hammer that? Down.
Left lane, hammer down.
This was one of Roger's greatest songs.
Full tilt boogie.
Full tilt boogie.
A video. This is
actually a good song for Roger. It just was a disaster of a year.
Well, what I'm saying
can
is,
can you separate art from artists?
What was the thing he said? Was it spark? We got to get a spark or something like that. He said that a lot.
Was that Sam? I think that was that Sam? Or I can't. They're all running together.
I think it was Chad.
Let's see. Here we go. This had a great video too.
Yeah.
We were in
Shap was in it. Hogman's was so
Hogman's.
Wow.
Out in Hawk Country, it is way past time. In the last 5 years, I nearly lost my mind. But now my heart's really pumping, cause we're about to lay the hammer down.
That's one.
So let's whoop pig suey and go Hawks go. And get enough wins for a bowl. We're going full tilt and boogie. Now it's a real tough job. Coach will earn all his money. When it's hitting time, RD will hit the field running. So fire up that offense and let the big pig run.
The big pig.
And go flying down the sideline, past that goal line. It'll feel so good. We're going full tilt and boogie.
Sing it if you know it. Here we go.
Don't ever yield on your toes. Come on, Tusk. Let's go. I'm a Razorback, that's a fact. Yakety yak, it's time we all boogie.
Thank you, Chad.
Oh, let's go, left lane, hammer down, full tilt and boogie.
That's good stuff.
There it was. Yeah, left lane, hammer down.
We don't. You know, he's doing his best. Chad Morris was just trying to do his best.
His best was not very good.
He had those cool friends. We all loved him. We've heard it. Oh, man. Full tilt boogie.
Did he just rappel down that rope?
No, full tilt. What was the other full tilt boogie?
Full tilt hammer.
Oh my God.
The Red Bull thing.
I'm sure somebody has told whatever coach has hired, do not throw out any. But he's got all in. Yeah, he's got all in, which is fine.
That's neutral.
The one thing, like, Chad actually got recruits. That's the thing.
He did.
And then he just did nothing with them.
Chris Kane joins us now. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Appreciate them sponsoring Chris every week. There is still time to get out on the water.
A lot of time. Yeah, some of the best times.
One of the listeners who had sent a clip said, "Here's a new Razorback song to try, Baz."
Yep.
And he goes, "Man, I didn't mean to stir you up over the song, Baz, but at least I created y'all some show topic." Yeah, listen, no, I didn't even look at it. Nothing against. I don't mind it. I'm just saying we get a lot of them, and I was just making the point. And nothing against it. I mean, I'm not being negative. I'm just being just realistic. And the only reason I've got two guys, Chris, you know, Roger Scott, who's a tremendous performer and writer and creative, even though it's a novel song. And then we've got a guy who's got 14 number one hits, and it's something to be said for somebody who does that by themselves without it. And so, you know, AI's enabled people to sort of feel like they can do that, which is fine.
Sure.
But to me, you know, I'm always going to lean towards people who were doing it.
Your standards are pretty high.
Yeah. It's like if I was going out to play ball, there's a guy or something, there's a robot comes in here, does this radio show.
You sent us that song during the break and I listened to some of it and it's just like, there's no soul to this. It's like, I can go and listen to, you know, B.B. King or whatever and I feel something.
Yeah. But you know what though, if you don't know that, here's the deal. I know a lot of people listen and they don't know. They're not like us. We're a little bit more savvy. Wouldn't you say? We're all more savvy.
There's something about that song that doesn't sound real.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying most people who listen to that, they don't know. And they go, wow, I like that.
I didn't until, because it was sent to me, the first one. Is it the Eddie Dalton?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
This one was different, the Bass Sent.
Darnell Royce.
Oh, no, I've seen it. The Eddie Dalton was sent to me, and it was a great song. I listened to the lyrics. And it's very, you know, you get to reminisce.
If it works, that's great.
Then it said it was the number one country song, and I go, wait a minute, that's not even country. Then I go back and I look up Eddie Dalton, and there is no Eddie Dalton.
My point is that I just have respect for people who do it themselves. With this, it gives everybody the feel that they can do it, which is fine, but I want those people to realize now it's a very difficult thing to do, and I know everybody thinks their song sounds great. The reality is, it probably is okay, but probably not as good. Because, you know, they all sound the same. I've got 10 or 20 Razorback songs, and they're all pretty, because that AI model sort of gets it, and you feed it the same words. Mm-hmm. You feed it the same words, and it all sort of comes out, and, you know.
About the same.
I love the fact people can do that, feel excited. Like, hey, look what I've done. Look what I've helped do. And that's fine. But for me, it's going back to somebody with your own hands and your own mind doing it. That's all.
There's a lot of actual artists that can't make good music. So, I mean, there's a ton of AI music that's not very good.
Most of them don't write, wouldn't you say? Most?
Artists? Yeah. They have people write for them?
Most, I would say.
Here's one.
Not AI.
Yeah, right.
From the 501, in case y'all were questioning Runt Kid's hog hunting, that's him in the middle with a wild hog that was caught alive. All cousins in this picture. That's from a kid. Another kid, you know, we met him. He was a character down in Hope last week.
My melon is still chilling, and we will crack it open.
John L. Smith said, get your piss hot. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yes.
In the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was, and smile.
Smile.
Yeah. I knew when we hired him, he had a history of being sort of crazy on the mic.
Yeah.
And I'd seen it in after games, interviews.
It was there.
And so Jeff Long did it anyway. And I remember, Roger, we were out on the golf course. Clint Sterner said, what? You know, we should have, who was it either? It was going to be
Tim Horton.
Tim Horton was the guy that should have got that job. And Jeff Long to this day admits.
I think Gary McGee had already left. He'd already gone to UAB, I believe. So you had Paul Petrino just come back. Anyway,
well, it cost him under $1 million for John L. That made it.
That's right. Was
that at the Touchdown Club where he said University of Alabama?
I was there for that.
Best of Arkansas Sports is doing the most viral moments for the Touchdown Club over the years, and that was one of them.
That's a good list.
I'll never forget. I've told the story a bunch on the show, but I remember looking out, and back then, what year was that? 2000? What year would that have been?
2012.
Okay, right?
So think about that. So we were still in the early stages of iPhone and all that, but people were texting, but I remember the minute he said that, I looked around and I could see everybody going to their phones. You could hear rumbling. And I thought, oh man. So I kept waiting to see if he would catch it. He kept waiting and I could see people texting. And so finally I lay there. Hey, coach. So I interrupted him. I said, coach, you said Alabama a second ago. The state of Alabama. I interrupted him. So he leans down and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. He corrects it, but it was too late. And that clip's out there. The clip's viral.
My gosh.
Yeah, that's obviously it. And then, of course, you had the Hunter Yurecek, you know, comments. Those have gone viral. And then you've got Ez Orgeron and John Gruden. And I remember that one time, Roger, remember when Johnny Majors went after Phil Fulmer, called him Brutus?
Yeah, I remember that.
Whoa.
Yeah,
he just said, Phil Fulmer was the active coach at Tennessee. And so that was, I think that was the first one that went viral. Let me just tell you this. There are going to be some this year, I will promise you, some of the statements from the speakers that we had this year will go viral. I think we had 27 million impressions last year, according to Alicia Dover and Jeremy Flynn.
I believe it.
The Flyover Agency. So, and glad to listen. You know, I get a lot of credit for this. This is everybody. We got a lot of great sponsors, like Simmons is our presenting sponsors, and so many other sponsors, and our volunteers, and our members, the members that show up, Roger, like the Hendricks family, and whether you're making $5 an hour or a million that show up, and those speakers go, wow, the energy in this room. It's a team effort that's made us one of the best touchdown clubs in the country. So, anyway, it'll be a fun announcement on Thursday over at War Memorial. Phil will be there live with the Zone doing that live. From that announcement. All right, don't go away. 7:45. One thing for certain, it ain't never gonna stop. When it all gets too heavy, that's when they come and they go. They go. With only one thing in common, they got the fire down below. What an asset you are to our show. When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Lost in the legal jungle? Relax. You have a lion on your side. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results. Hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue. Lion Legal. We bite back.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even recognize themselves, man. They lose their identity altogether. Fellas, it's important to get the answers you need. Now's the time. And this summer, it's free. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get a consultation from licensed providers who specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. Explore a range of peptides and even get a jump on that summer body that you've been looking for with GLP-1s and medical weight loss protocols. Low T Center has been the number one name in TRT since 2009, y'all. They're the OGs and the pioneers. Visit FixMyLowT.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. Y'all, that's FixMyLowT.com. That's FixMyLowT.com.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the overhead door home refresh rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. With locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Chukwuma stays on as Chukwuma. The tailback, and he's in one back set. Poydras now moving in motion to the right side. Little stutter step, two wides to the left. Sterner back looking. Sterner throwing the deep ball. Boo Williams completed the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Arkansas! Oh, my! What a throw and catch! 53 yards, and the Hogs are back on the board, and the fireworks go off.
Boo Williams, hadn't heard that
name
in a while.
Only two things in life that make it worth living.
And what song is this, Roger?
Being with family and when we're all whooping.
And you have any idea what year?
I don't care.
Yeah, probably 2 years ago.
Night. Okay. My heart belongs to the team in Cardinal and White.
I like it.
Maybe the last time we play our game out there.
So it was the last one out there.
Let's go Where? To Arlington, Texas with Sammy and Bobby and the boys.
Was it Sammy and Bobby?
Not getting that on AI today.
No.
Paint your faces if you want to. Put on a hog hat and make some noise. Between Chad Morris and tears, Brett Bielema's 5 years, and Sam himself ain't had much fun. But out in Arlington, Texas, this year the Razorbacks get it done.
More of that to come with Roger Scott. 12 new songs this year. Good. Is opening one coming up here in the next week, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas.
That's right.
Thanks to Trader Bill sponsoring Chris. Thank Rodney. On the shorts,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ronnie Thompson, Reggie Short, Mandy Short. Yes.
Bill Vickery will be up next, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Mary Bingbury says, oh, my God, the snake story freaked me out. Why isn't it made national news? I think it did. I think it's making the rounds. If you missed it, a all-male player has a water moccasin in his helmet with the helmet on his head.
For an hour.
For an hour. Did not realize that. I'm just stunned that it did not bite him. Could have killed him.
Yeah.
Could have killed him. That's one of the, you know what, equal to that, that's the one where you sit on the toilet and you look underneath, there's a snake in the toilet.
Which
that's,
is everybody's irrational fear.
Which it happens. Yeah. It's happened.
Anytime we've stayed at any of the state parks places, for some reason,
I know, same dude.
That's where it hits you there.
More than at home, but it still does it at home.
From the 501, I'm a retired college writer instructor, and I'm so glad I got out of the field before AI research papers. That's JT and Benton. Yeah, did you see what the professor did the other day? He hit something in this paper that he was asking to write that he knew would set off AI in a wrong way. And so everybody who wrote the paper that used AI, it got the weird, it's almost like putting the dye in the water in the swimming pool for pee.
Yeah.
You know, it came back and it just ruined all the papers. It was clear that they used AI, which I know it's a big temptation for students. I mean, can you imagine now going to school now having that access? I mean,
what a tool for procrastinators.
Yeah. We didn't have that when I was in school when I graduated in 2018. What's funny is I didn't know you could plagiarize yourself. I got flagged for plagiarism on a paper that I had wrote.
That's interesting.
Really? Because, you know, you'd write so many essays, and some would be applicable to some classes, and some would, and then you could reuse that essay in another class if you had the same topic. I reused one of my essays, and they're like, this is plagiarization. I was like, I wrote the essay. And they said, no. So I ended up having to write another essay.
That is weird.
I didn't realize that.
I will say this. I am glad. I'm excited for Coach Silverfield to show what he can do and all these coaches. I don't know how good they're going to be. But I do like the energy. I do like how hard they're working. It's a bunch of, guys that aren't the stars. And we'll see how good they can be. So, I do like the fact they're working their butt off. And we'll see what that equates to as far as success on the field.
One of the things from the DemGaz article this morning about the secondary – and the coach saying, maybe smarter is not even the best term, but just the chemistry they have, valuable that can be to just the awareness factor. Because didn't you feel like the last couple of years there was a lack of awareness defensively of where everybody else was? Everybody was just running in different directions, no continuity there. But now, if that, if this is true, you know, we'll see when the pads go on, like you said. But that would be a marked improvement. Just understanding awareness and where everybody is supposed to be and then actually following through on that play by being in that position. So that's what I'm hopeful for.
This just in actually came in about 20 minutes ago, courtesy of ESPN or Ian Rappaport. New England Patriots agreed to terms with Hunter Henry, Pulaski Academy graduate, Arkansas Razorback graduate, a two-year extension. Looks like this will be, he's 31, which is hard to believe. Hunter's now 31. He was entering the final year of his contract, now has a new deal worth up to $20 million, includes $14.5 million guaranteed and a $4.2 million signing bonus. The extension is $7.35 million. So
congratulations, Hunter.
Yeah, you know, he goes to the Patriots, and you're thinking, oh, great, he goes to the Patriots. You know, what a great place to go. And all of a sudden, the bottom falls out. Brady leaves.
Yeah.
And then they look horrible under Belichick. Then you get another coach who's horrible. And now they're back in action. They're Super Bowl contenders, and they're Super Bowl, obviously, teams. And so, by the way, Touchdown Club this year, Thursday, Roger and Chris and Christian, there will be Super Bowl greats. Mm-hmm. There will be gold jackets. Might be.
Are you telling me that Tom Brady's coming?
No, Tom Brady is not coming. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now. Our big meeting, our biggest meeting, is not Tom Brady, but it's big. It is big. It is.
Tony Romo may have some time on his hands.
Yeah, you know what?
We've been talking.
We're the perfect rehab place for
what a platform for him to come if.
Hey, a few have done it.
Oh well, I would just say. Yeah. As much as we want him and would want him, if I was his attorney right now, I'd be saying, you don't say anything to anybody until this buyout is settled.
He's off the air, right?
He is currently on leave.
Is this the first of occasion, though, that he's got arrested?
I believe so. I think there's some more going on behind the scenes
once
that we don't
again,
know about.
Yeah. I still want to hear what his grandparents have to say.
He said he's going to see. So where are you going, sir? He's going to see my grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been keeping up enough with it. So is he done?
I think CBS took him off the air, right?
He's on leave.
He's suspended
right now.
Or whatever.
Is that going to be how much of the year is that going to be?
Has the luster fallen off of his play calling?
I think not because of that.
A lot of people find him annoying.
I don't, but I get it. Also, as I was going to say, too, in addition to the gold jackets, the Heisman, other things, we'll have some great former Razorbacks coming in that I think everybody will be excited to hear from. We always try to include some great ex-Razorbacks, and I think Razorback fans will be glad to hear from these guys. Of course, we'll have UCA, Nathan Brown, and
absolutely,
Butch Jones, as we always do. And then,
We have some former Razorbacks on our show throughout the football season.
That's right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are any of the folks that we have on our show throughout the football season, are they going to be at the Touchdown Club?
No, you know, last year Darren McFadden was. He was one of our guys.
That's what I'm asking.
But no, it's not.
Danny Hampton's here.
No, it won't be Dan Hampton.
Dan's been great in the past.
Yeah,
he was great when he
Thank you for sponsoring there, Chris.
Yes, thank you to Trader Bills, Little Rock and Hot Springs. It is not the end of lake season, even though we're starting school. These are some of the best times to get out on the water. My friends at Trader Bills have everything you need, from Godfrey pontoons to Vexus Defender Series boats. Go see them today. They also have the Taiga surf boats as well, and ski boats that are outstanding. Go see Little Rock and Hot Springs for all your service needs as well. Trader Bills.
I saw the picture of the treehouse that Chris and his dad are building for your kids.
Yes.
It's outstanding.
Yes.
Do you guys remember having, did you guys have a treehouse growing up out there? And are you still making your lunch for your kids? That's two of the questions today. As everybody goes back to school this week, thank you, teachers. Thank you, all administrators. Thank you, janitors and school bus drivers and cafeteria workers. We appreciate you. Don't go away. 8:00.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to